This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This little break in our summer weather may be exactly what we need to get out and take advantage of some of this great summer fishing going on locally. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. And we do have some terrific fishing, and particularly for this time of year, and particularly considering we've had 100-degree temperatures for seemingly several weeks now. Anglers are going out and finding very good success at many of our local lakes for catfish, largemouth bass, bluegill, and even an occasional crappie. And the catfish bite, however, has been the best. They're turned on and they're biting at virtually every local lake, pond, river, and stream. All types of live and commercial baits are producing these fish, and anglers are catching good numbers of these fish most of the time. Of course, you might determine or might be aware that the morning bite and the evening bite has been the best, primarily because it's just the coolest times for the anglers to be out there. But these cooler temperatures could make things a bit more bearable, and we'll see some daytime action as well. The bluegill bite has been good. Red worms, crickets, mealworms, all working well for these bluegill, and anglers are catching good numbers of these fish. The bass bite, it's been a morning and evening affair, as you might expect, and they're being caught on a variety of techniques: spinner baits, topwater lures, plastic worms, jig and pork combinations, all producing their fair share of fish. There doesn't seem to be a real pattern there. Anglers are finding most of these fish in the mid ranges, 7 to 8 feet deep, 6, 7, 8 feet deep, are producing most of the better catches of largemouth bass right now. But fishing is not the only thing making big news this week. In fact, the nation's largest trap shooting event is currently underway. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is welcoming trap shooters and shooting sports enthusiasts from around the world to the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta for the annual Amateur Trap Shooting Association Grand American Trap Shooting Championships. Now, this is considered one of the world's largest and most prestigious shooting events, and the competition is currently underway and continues through August 13th. This is one of those events where spectators can enjoy it just as much as the shooters. There's a lot going on and a lot to see. If you'd like to learn more about this before taking a trip down there, and it does continue through the 13th, you can find more information on their website at www.shootata.com. That's www.shootata.com. Also, non-resident hunters still have time to apply for deer permits. Illinois firearm deer hunters have until August 15th to apply for the second lottery for the 2011 Illinois firearm and muzzleloader deer permits. Those can be found on the DNR website, which is dnr.illinois.gov. And as we mentioned, non-residents are also still have time to get their permits. The remaining non-resident 2011 Illinois combination archery deer permits, non-resident antlerless only archery deer permits, and non-resident archery fall turkey permits are available over the counter from all DNR direct license and permit vendors. These permits may also be purchased by phone by calling 888-673-7648. That number again is 888-673-7648, or go to the DNR website, which again is dnr.illinois.gov. These will be available through August 31st, and after that date, these permits will only be available over-the-counter sales. So there you go. If you're non-resident or no non-resident that wants to get in on the archery deer hunt, here's their chance. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
Attention swimmers, get out of the water. Everybody, out of the water immediately.
Dude, is that...
It's a pair of thunder thighs. Big ones, too. That mom who's been swimming a lot with her kids must have lost them.
Whoa. I heard about this happening once up at Laguna.
Small step number 54. Play with your kids. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back, and fishing has been impacted by these high temperatures lately, but not really to turn things off, just to change the location of the fish. At Lake Shelbyville right now, with the core dropping the lake about an inch and a half a day, and the recent heat wave, water temperatures climbed to an amazing 91 degrees just a few days ago. They've now backed off some, and they're in the upper 80s, but this has changed the fishing scenario at this lake. The white bass are making their way back to their deeper summer haunts. They were being caught in shallow water, but now they can be found busting in the river channel early in the morning. But they're only up for a few seconds, leaving little time to get out there to get to them. It seems that they will soon be congregating along the deep ledges again. And since the white bass have scattered, many anglers are chasing these deep summer crappie. These fish are being caught in good numbers early in the morning on minnows. Try fishing down the newer down trees that have lots of branches on them. The mouths of the deep coves and river channel banks are best. Bait must be present, but you don't need to worry too much there. The lake is so full of bait right now, you kind of wonder why these fish are even hungry. But they are catching good numbers of crappie off these deeper down trees. And the catfish bite, it's good at Lake Shelbyville. You might expect that this time of year. All types of live and commercial baits working very well. Trotliners are finding pretty good success using leeches, fishing their lines along the edge of the deeper trees. And the bluegill bite, it's been pretty good as well. You can catch these fish on crickets and red worms along any of the rocky shorelines as well as near cover. At Carlisle Lake right now, fishing in the lake has been good for a variety of species. The catfish are doing quite well with nightcrawlers, cheese baits, and leeches. Pole and line anglers finding particular success with these baits. They're also being caught on trot lines using leeches and cut bait, and drift fishermen are using shrimp. Fair crappie action reported. This has been a strange year with crappie bite going strong at 100 degree temperatures. It seems strange, but they're finding fair crappie action at Lake Carlisle on minnows and tube jigs, and some very good white bass action also reported. They're doing very well in the lake. Early in the morning, late in the evening seems to be the best bite. Crankbaits or slab spoons fished over the humps have been producing some very nice catches, and minnows in a floating light continue to produce good numbers of fish around the trestles. And in the tailwaters right now, the white bass remain very good. They're being caught on inline spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails. The catfish have been active in the river. Shad, night crawlers, cut shad, commercial baits all working very well. And the crappie bite has been good too in the river. A lot of crappie are being caught. Some days they're primarily smaller crappie. Other days you'll catch more bigger ones. Tube jigs and minnows producing most of these fish. And the sauger bite remains good with the flow of water going well. They're fishing vertically with curly tails tipped with a minnow or night crawler. Crankbaits are also producing some of these fish. They're not seeing as many nice ones as they were seeing earlier, but they're still catching a fair number of keepers there. So good action at Carlisle as well. At Wren Lake, the bite is good. Fish are being caught in deeper water around the stake beds and brush piles, anywhere from 8 to 16 feet of water. They're being caught even deeper under the Sailboat Harbor Bridge and Gun Creek Bridge on 154. They're also biting on minnows and jigs about equally well. The fish are definitely in their summer pattern and should continue this way well into October. The catfish bite also is good. Very few fish are shallow now. Most are moving back out to their typical summer locations. If you're fishing from the bank, the Waltonville, Bonnie, and Ina boat ramp areas are good areas. Boat and trotline anglers are finding the areas just outside the Bonnie area very good, particularly for trotlines and jugs. And if you're fishing in a boat, try anchoring down so you can tight line and cast in front of the buckbrush. Some of these fish are still being caught in front of the buckbrush in shallow water. And the bass bite is still going good. There is still a shallow water bite, but as anglers know, you need to cover a lot of water to catch you'd find these fish. So pitching soft plastics in and around the bushes and cover on the points is producing. The bridges are giving up the greatest numbers of fish right now, and that pattern should begin to slow due to some of this warmer weather, and recent rains may also pull some of these fish back into the shallows. So we've got good fishing there at each of our three large core lakes, as well as our own local lakes. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. So be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.